This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable content. Become a Path Hunter today. Welcome back to another episode of the Path Hunters Podcast, guys. Hope you guys are all doing great today. I want to catch you guys up, new month, and let you guys know what's going on, structures and everything like that. I'm creating a YouTube channel and just been working really hard on that, creating banners, buying backdrops, getting used to the mics, getting used to the camera equipment, finding an area where I can actually just record topics and such like that, because I really wanted to dive more deep into men's work, a lot of topics I want to get in touch with. It's going to be really interesting, going to be really fun. I love it. And another thing as well too, like, you know, the podcast is still going to be a thing. But anyways, I want to talk to you guys today about what I can do for you. I was just reflecting a lot on 2018. We're closing on off on that very soon. 2019 is on the way. And I can't believe I started this whole entire journey late 2015, decided to quit my job, took off to Thailand early 2016, and just been a huge ride ever since. I felt like 2016 was a time where I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had a breakup. I didn't know where I was in life. I felt trapped because I was just making about like $35,000 to $40,000 a year in a city, Toronto, where it's pretty expensive to live, really. Like, I was just actually barely getting by, and I was not saving much. I was just like kind of just living. Anything drastic financially would have wrecked me, seriously. It just, and I'm sure many people have been going through the exact same feeling and are probably going through the exact same feeling as well too. So today's episode is just going to be diving into about this growth, this journey, and how I can help you as well too, because like I want to share with this whole entire process and where I am in that. Because like I said, new month, November has passed, and I've just been working really diligently and trying to get myself in flow. YouTube channel is working. I'm just getting buying backdrops. I'm just trying to find a space and getting used to the cameras, getting used to like the just looking into the camera and not at the screen. It's weird. It's a new thing for me, and I've just been kind of like really kind of working on this through Instagram as well. Instagram's kind of it's kind of like my muse. I've been using Instagram as a place where how can just go on to just creating content on there, and then getting used to people interacting with me and such. So it's very fun and very interesting. Always find yourself amused. So like, I want to start you guys off with some tips as well too, so that way you guys can go and take this, and these are actionable steps that I recommend for you to go on as well too. So, you know, story starts back in 2000, like I said, 15, late 2015, where I decided after a breakup, it was pretty bad breakup. You know, at that time, you know, my ex-girlfriend had an abortion. We basically just, you know, we weren't into it anymore. You know, our relationship kept dying, and it was just we're trying our best, and I was just really deep down subconsciously kind of angry at her a little bit, right? But as much as I know that, you know, you can't force a woman to have, you know, to take care of a baby, but my belief in that was that, you know, you'd basically just kill the life. And that goes very deep, right? That goes very deep, and I'm sure many people go through this as well too, but it's very deep, and it's very near and dear to me now. And so after that, when all that happened and the breakup happened, I realized it happened on a Friday. I remember I realized I had to go in Saturday morning to work from 9 to 5. And I was selling insurance at the time. I was not a happy camper. I was just, whenever you sell insurance, you have to be upbeat, fun, chat with people, and I was just not into it. And that was the very pinnacle moment where I said, I'm trapped. Like, I was barely getting by. I was making, like I said, $40,000 a year, barely scraping by in a city that would cost, like I said, like it's just costing me all these expenses. One financial wreckage would literally just destroy everything in my life. And so I really wanted to do something. I wasn't sure what it was. And I started the Path Hunters podcast maybe like a few months before. And it was just basically a decision, other than just, like I said, spiraling away. And so I decided to sell off everything and took off and go and build it and build something, right? I knew that there were digital nomads in the world that were living off of an income online, whatever it was. And I really wanted to find that. I really, really deep down wanted to find that. So decided to just follow wherever the clues were. So people were seeing Thailand, where was the place where everybody hung out, digital nomads, where they gather up and stuff. And so I just looked around flights and I just bought the flight. I remember just buying it and I was just talking to my mom about this, but she was like, you know, she's one of those old school, you know, Asian women where where they're like, you know what, you have a safe, secure job, you're fine and everything like that, you know, like man up. The thing is, like, whenever parents tell you to man up in this kind of way, it's really hard, because like I said, like, it's especially for Asians in general, like we're very isolated as children and stuff, right? Like that, you know, they don't really show emotion. It's hard to say I love you. I'm sure many of people who are listening to this, if you know, you guys have Asian friends or stuff like that, ask them how hard is it to go and say I love you to your parents and stuff like that. It's super difficult. I'm telling you, it's super, super difficult. Me and my friend Steve were just talking about that in a past podcast about this kind of topic as well too. Like, you know, he had to write in a letter that I love you. It was very interesting. So you know, finding that and understanding that, and then so just deciding to go and really making the decision by myself really made me depending on myself. Right. So whenever you feel isolated, you really depend on yourself. And so, yeah, so I just booked up this flight, took off, and I just went there, didn't know what happened, didn't know what to expect, got there, and then went and networked and chatted with a bunch of people, understood what everybody was doing, and then nothing. Nothing happened. I started a few other businesses, like, you know, like drop shipping and stuff like that. Didn't really work out, pan out very well. I was hoping to build an online course. Didn't really pan out very well too. Build an Instagram course didn't pan out very well as well too. And all these things happened, right? Like 2017, 16, late, I would say mid 2016 to like all of 2017 was just a place where I can just learn, experiment, and living off like credit cards and stuff like that. And then whatever happened, I don't know what happened, but 2018 came along and I was like, you know what? No more of this. No more of this. I'm going to find clarity. What do I want to do? How to sit down. Okay. So this is one tip. Sit down and just go write, what do you want out of life? If money was not an issue, what do you want to do with your life? What do you want to build? What do you want to go after? And what is it? And be very ridiculous with it. Like, don't get in your own way, right? I know a lot of us in our own heads, we're just like, this is not capable, it's impossible, stuff like that. Don't say that. Just write it all down. Write whatever makes you like tick and whatever makes you happy, whatever turns you on. Do that. See what happens. See what comes out of it. So that's what I did. And so I did that. I was like, I really wanted to just travel more and create an income and experience the world and help those along the way. And then I think it was like mid this year, like around, I would say, I don't know, May, after on my birthday a little bit, where I'm reflecting. I'm like, you know what? This is ridiculous. Like, I've been kind of like being arrogant by not taking a job and doing whatever it takes to go and build whatever I need to build. I've been studying a lot on e-commerce, a lot of FBA, like private labeling. I've been studying a lot in different kind of aspects on how people generate money, and learning all this. And now it's at the point where I know whatever it takes, and am I doing whatever it takes to go do that? And the answer was no, right? Like, I'm being very arrogant and not working, living off credit cards and mooching off my parents. And now it's like, okay, let's get our act together now. So we are here in this very point in time. Fast forward to this very moment. Do whatever it takes. Literally, a lot of gurus will always say this. Do whatever it takes. Sleep. They talk to you about this kind of things. But like, it's really difficult. Because you really have to get past the ego, right? You have to not care what everyone says, and you have to go after the things you want to do, and really, really just follow your gut on this. And like I said, do whatever it takes. I got a job now, and putting all this together and learning every single day, and it's crazy, because like, once you decided that you are going to do this and you are going to make this work, after that very moment where you find your purpose. When you want to create that life on that piece of paper, I wrote on that piece of paper, I just wanted to experience more of life. I wanted to see the world. I wanted to help those in need along the way and not worry about breaking the budget when I'm traveling. And that in itself was enough for me to get up and move, because like I said, like back in when I was like at that very point in late 2015, deciding if I was going to go to Thailand, was that why did money have to be an issue, right? Why do I have to be a slave in it? So create wealth, right? And do whatever it takes to do that. I think I'm just literally hyping myself up talking about this right now, because like I said, like do whatever it takes, even if you're shoveling elephant shit, right? Do whatever it takes to go and build that amazing, extraordinary life for yourself. Save the money and then experiment, and then go and buy real estate or whatever it is, or start an e-commerce business, or go and do something, right? But you know that is not the end all be all for you, right? Like that you can always grow from there on out, but you have to take actions. Little actions really accumulate into giant leaps and bounds. It's crazy, and your life really does depend on it. You know, your life really does depend on what kind of decisions you make today. I realize that now. It's weird because I went from a place in late 2015, 16, of no clarity, didn't know what to do. I just acted impulsively and just took off. And then lack of clarity, just trying a bunch of things that, you know, gurus and other people in 2017 said that, you know, this would generate money, this would create value and stuff like that. And none of these worked because it didn't resonate with Paul Lam, right? The key thing is like all this has to resonate with you. All this has to feel right to you, right? And so 2017 was all about that. It was all about, you know, realizing that I wasn't following in Paul Lam's footsteps. I wasn't creating fun things because it has to be fun for me, right? Like for me, like I enjoy going on Instagram and talking about my day, my fitness, my health, and things that really just drive me. And now I'm creating a YouTube video, like YouTube channel over it, because I feel like it's fun. On top of that, I'm building e-commerce business because I know what I need to do. I'm working a job again, and I'm just doing all that. Do whatever it takes, right? So 2018 is more about like now knowing what to do and executing on that and do whatever it takes, because like I said, I'm gonna drill that into you in this episode today, because it's just literally is just that, right? A lot of people get wrapped up in their heads studying knowledge and learning all these different things and such like that. Take action on them, right? Learn it, take action on them. That's it. Rinse, repeat all this. And it's as simple as that, really. After learning so much and after speaking to so many millionaires and successful people, that it's basically that. It's crazy to think of it like that. And once you get to the point where wealth and you're learning different things and you're creating your wealth, and then you can pivot, you can learn different things, you can go after anything else. It just changes. It's never ending. It's not going to be the end all be all. And I'm sure many people out there listening to this, like I'm sure like they must be afraid that this is going to be the end all be all for them. Because let's just say like, you know, e-commerce was never my thing. Who knows? You know, later on, let's just say 5 to 10 years down the road, I don't like it and I could just, you know, sell it. Or plug it and like, you know, pull the plug on it and that's it. But for now, it's me. It's my thing. I enjoy it. I love it. And this is what it is all about. So what I recommend for you right now, actionable thing, is like to sit down. If you guys are in a position where you're not happy with your life, you really want to change it and you're motivated, you got to look within first. You have to ask yourself, are you willing to do whatever it takes, right? Willing to do whatever it takes. Ask yourself these kind of questions, right? Am I willing to go and find this clarity, find this thing that whatever drives you, right? And then sit down on a piece of paper, right? Pull up pen and piece of paper, write out what does, you know, so what is Paul Lam like? What does he love to do? If money was an issue, what would I be doing? Right. And be honest with it. Like no one's there. You can just go in a room and write this and be really honest about yourself. Once you have that, there's always a correlation. If you look back on these things, there's always a correlation between something here, and then you can possibly even build a whole entire business and just continue to go in that direction to whatever drives you, but also continue checking in with yourself to know that you are willing to do this, because it has to be worth it for you. it's a long road. It's not easy, and a lot of people aren't willing to go and take the risk. I am. Like, I've been at this for maybe 2.5 years, and it's been quite a ride, I'll tell you guys that. And it's been fun, and I'm glad that I'm like recording all these kind of little short videos, so that way it's just recorded, so that way I could just have it all online, and there's a podcast on this, and from the whole entire evolution of this, and it's been like crazy, and I'm just wondering if anybody has followed me ever since, from like episode 01 or whatever it is, and ever since then, it's always interesting to kind of know if you guys are out there, if those like OG followers, subscribers, if you guys are out there, message me. I would love to know when you guys tuned in, or if you guys are still following me. So just message me as well too. I'm on Instagram, Path Hunter, so you guys can find me on there, or send me an email, paul@pathhunters.com. But I just want to leave you guys with that little tidbit. Be willing, go and write, be very honest with yourself, and do whatever it takes. And then, like I said, like, you have nothing to lose, really nothing to lose. Try all these different things, but just action is very important, do whatever it takes. All right, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hope you guys find this episode valuable, and I'll see you guys on the flip side. I will actually post a new interview as well too, this Sunday coming up as well too. That is the goal. Hope you guys have a great one, and then keep an eye out for the YouTube channel as well too. I'm excited for that, because it's only natural. I feel like that's me, and it's more fun as well too. Anyways, guys, hope you guys have a great one. Take care.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome, and know that you can become a path hunter today.